السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين أما بعد Dear brothers and sisters, in the latter year of the Prophet's life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rumors began to circle that an army from the Byzantine Empire had amassed troops to the north of a Arabia with the intention of attacking the Muslim community. And so to intercept and preempt this possible attack, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Muslim community and raised funds to equip them for an expedition. He raised funds and gathered over 30,000 troops from the Muslims, and they all marched forth on what was known as the expedition of Tabuk. It was also known as the expedition of Usra, of difficulty, because of the great sacrifices the Muslim community had to make in order to make this journey. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 20 or so days journeying in the summertime of Arabia, traveling north in the heat of the desert with his 30,000 companions. And when they finally arrived, they realized after scouting the area that nothing came of it. There was no planned invasion, it was just rumors. But during that expedition, some very important things happened that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in the Quran. As they were on this journey in the expedition of Tabuk, as they were resting, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were sitting around each other, talking, relaxing, and there was a person in their midst who was a munafiq, a hypocrite, but he was hidden. His state was hidden from others. And as he was sitting among the people, he began to crack jokes. And he said, as is recorded in the hadith, مَا أَرَى قُرَاءَنَا هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا أَرْغَبَ بُطُونًا وَأَكْذَبَ أَلْسِنَةً وَأَجْبَنَ عِنْدَ الْلِقَاءِ. He says, I have never seen reciters such as ours, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the elite of his companions. I have never seen reciters such as ours so greedy in their appetites, so lying in their speech, and so cowardly in battle. This is what he said. One of the companions, who was in earshot of his statement, got up and said angrily, سَأُخْبِرُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I'm going to tell the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم what you said. So he goes and he tells the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what this man said. The man gets up and he's making his way to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, at this point, he's on a camel and he's walking away with the camel as this man is chasing behind him. And he says, oh, I was just joking. We were just playing around. We were just cutting up. And soon after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse in the Holy Quran about the matter. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah ta'ala revealed, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَقُولُ وَنَلْعَبُ. If you were to ask them, they would say, we were only joking, we were only playing around. And then Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. Say to them, was it Allah Ta'ala and His ayat and His messenger that you were mocking and joking about? لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Do not make any excuses for yourself, for you have disbelieved after faith. You have disbelieved after iman. This is revealed in the Quran for all of eternity. The kindness and the most merciful of Allah's creation, Rahma lil'alameen, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not excuse them for their mockery, did not excuse them for their jokes. They did not get away with saying, you're just joking, we're just playing around. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ta'tadibu, do not make any excuses. You have disbelieved after your iman. Dear brothers and sisters, As Muslims, we have a worldview. We have a way of understanding reality. And that is based on the affirmation and the conviction that there are seen and unseen realities, and there are absolutes. There are thawabit, absolutes, constants that do not change no matter how much a society changes. There are things that will always be right, even if the whole world says they're wrong. And there are certain things that are wrong, even if the whole world says they're right. They are constants because Allah Ta'ala revealed them as constants. To be a Muslim is to have a sense of the sacred, to have a sense that there are things that are inviolable and sacred. But if a person is living their life as though Allah Ta'ala is unimportant, people lose sense of the sacred. And when a person has iman, they give sanctity to what Allah has sanctified. They treat as sacred what Allah has deemed sacred. Sacred means holy, means revered, respected, and honored. There's a sense of weightiness to it. When something is deemed as sacred, even an unintentional offense is greatly harmful. And as Muslims, there is nothing more sacred to us than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and His messengers and His angels and His books and the Sharia that He has sent to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If the heart has even the faintest scent of life, the faintest amount of life, the heart will be pained, it will be grieved, it will be angry at any violation of what is sacred, any mockery of what is sacred. The heart that is alive will be angered at any offense, at any sacrilege, at any disrespect to what is sacred. We have to learn this concept, dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in this verse, and it is called istihza. In Arabic, istihza means mockery. It means sarcasm. It means belittling. It means joking about what is sacred. That is called istihza. And istihza takes on many different forms. There is mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or mockery of His messengers, mockery of the angels, joking about these matters, joking about the halal and the haram, the rulings of Allah Ta'ala. There's joking and mockery of scholars and of religious people, mockery of them not because of hypocritical behavior of some scholars or because of hypocritical behavior of some quote-unquote religious people. No, we mean mockery of scholars and mockery of religious people because they're scholars, because they're religious, because of the sacred that they are upholding in their life. That's the form of mockery. And this mockery is very insidious. It's toxic. It's poison to the soul. And unfortunately, it is very common to find Muslims who make fun of practicing religiously committed Muslims. You find people who call themselves Muslims, who caricaturize other Muslims, the quote-unquote religious Muslims, as being judgmental, or hypocritical, or backwards, or stupid. They're not making fun of the hypocrisy of certain religious people, which no doubt exists. They're not making fun of the judgmental nature of some people, which no doubt exists. They're making fun of the very expression of deen that they try to uphold in their life. And undoubtedly, you've all seen this and experienced this. It's very common for a person who tries to live an upright life as a Muslim to become the butt of jokes in their family. The nominal Muslim, the non-practicing Muslim, will get threatened with the so-called practicing Muslim in the family. And they begin to make fun of them. Oh, so-and-so is a fundamentalist. So-and-so is now Murbisa. So-and-so is Sheikh al-Islam. They use these terms to make fun of the one who chooses to live a more religiously committed life, who's at least trying. They make fun of the beard. They make fun of the hijab. They make fun of all of these different sha'a'ir that distinguish a person who's trying their best to uphold the commands of Allah Ta'ala in their life. They make fun of them for this reason. And this is called istihza. And you see this in popular culture as well, not just with Muslims, but with everyone. In popular culture, whether it's movies, music, or art, you'll find a mockery of the sacred. How many times have you watched a movie and they have to make mockery of something religious? Not just Islamic, but anything religious. Mockery of God, mockery of the prophets, mockery of the afterlife, mockery of anything that is deemed sacred, they have to bring it down. They have to denigrate it and make fun of it. This is common. And Muslims are falling into that lizard hole in the name of representation, in the name of presenting themselves in the media as a Muslim. You see this. There are Muslims on social media. There are Muslims on television. Muslims who have massive YouTube channels, thousands and thousands of followers. And they gain their followers through poking fun at different cultural idiosyncrasies within the Muslim community. And as they build this following, their comedy gets more crass by the day, to the point where many of them even make fun of the sha'air of Islam, the symbols of Islam. You have Muslim YouTube channels where in the name of comedy, they make fun of the hijab, they make fun of salat, they make fun of the beard, they make fun of anything within the deen in the name of comedy. This is among the worst forms of mockery. We have a recent person who goes on national television, an ostensible Muslim, who makes fun of dua to Allah Ta'ala. Makes fun of dua to Allah Ta'ala, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." Dua is the essence of worship. Makes fun of it. And Muslims laugh. Those who are not aware, those whose hearts are not sensitive to this, they laugh. But those whose hearts are sensitive see it and they get angry because they realize this is sacrilegious. This is disrespectful to the dua. One mocks the prayer, one mocks the hijab, one mocks dua, one mocks Islam's dietary laws. And if anyone should complain about this or be upset about it, we get lightened up. We're only joking. Why are you so uptight? Where's your sense of humor? But we should ask that question to those who came before them. When those before them were joking, they said the same thing. Where's your sense of humor? We're just joking. We're just playing around. Lighten up. But what was Allah trying to say? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. If you ask them, they would say, we were just playing around. We were just joking. And Allah responds, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَبِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Say, in Allah and in His signs and in His messenger, you were mocking? Is that what you were joking about? Do not make any excuses for yourself that you have disbelieved after Iman. That is the hukm of Allah. That is the judgment of God about those who mock the sacred. What is the hukm? The one who mocks the sacred, the one who mocks anything about Allah Ta'ala, or His messengers, or His books, or the Sharia, or the halal and the haram, or the sha'air of Islam, anyone who mocks these things knowingly is guilty of kufr, mukhrijun min al-millah, of disbelief that expels them from the fold of Islam, wal-iyadu billah. Such a person is required to make tawbah, to repent, and to retake their shahada. That's how serious it is, dear brothers and sisters. These are absolute disasters to one's iman. And if we do not educate ourselves and our children about the nature of this istihza and its poison to our iman, then the next generation, it is feared, will lose a sense of the sacred. And through mockery and that loss of the sense of the sacred, there will be no iman among our grandchildren if that becomes the norm. Allah yubasiruna fi umuri dinina. May Allah give us insight, you and I, in the matters of our deen. This is not a joking matter. It's not a laughing matter. There are things that are off limits. Among them, the sacred, the sha'air of Islam. So, dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand that as a religious minority living in this society, we do not need representation through people who self-identify as Muslims but who mock Islam. We don't need a person to represent Muslims positively in the media if that person is going to mock the very religion they claim to be a part of. We don't need that kind of representation. We don't need that kind of messaging in society. It may come across as pro-Muslim messaging. Oh, mashallah, so-and-so the Muslim, he's a comedian, he's on TV, he's well-known. That's great for us and our branding. But I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, what's a worse form of Islamophobia? The person who is openly bigoted, who openly attacks Muslims, or the one who claims to be a Muslim and a friend of Islam and the Muslims, but who undermines it through mockery and joking? In the guise of being pro-Muslim, they're actually anti-Islam. So we have to be aware that we don't need that kind of representation. We don't need anyone to be in the public eye representing us as a community if they undermine the religion. We should never set up representation or normalization or acceptance as an idol that rivals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We uphold the sacred, and that is the lifeline of our deen. Once there's no respect for the sacred, there is no more deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our deen, preserve our hearts, give us insight into the deen, and give us a sense of the sacred. Strengthen our sensitivity to matters of sharia, of deen, of the sacred. Ameen. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the words in our Islamic vocabulary is غيرة. And غيرة is often described as a sense of protection, of honor, of jealousy, and of love for something that is sacred and inviolable. The person who is without ghayra is, in the Indian subcontinent, known as baghayra, the person lacking shame, lacking a sense of honor, lacking a sense of the sacred. Dear brothers and sisters, if you are gifted by Allah Ta'ala with this ghayra, this protective jealousy and sense of honor, it will protect you even in moments where your rational mind hasn't caught up. Meaning, if you have ghayra, it's like a radar. It goes off when you hear something is off. It doesn't sound right. It sounds disrespectful. It sounds rude. It doesn't sound right. If you have that ghayra, you have an inbuilt sensitivity to statements or actions of mockery concerning Islam. If you have ghayra, you will not laugh at sacrilege. You'll not laugh at comedy done at the expense of Islam and the sacred. Now, living in this broader culture that does not have Islamic values, and a culture which Christian values have been eroded over time, many Muslims sadly take their moral compass from what is accepted in the culture and not their moral compass from what is accepted by Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what this means is that living in that kind of environment, this kind of environment, with that kind of moral compass, they will give weight and seriousness to what the broader society considers serious. But they will not give weight and they will not give seriousness to what the broader society does not consider serious. The broader society does not consider sacrilege, it does not consider blasphemy and disrespect as something serious and weighty in matters of religion. And so those whose moral compass is on the outside and not from within what Allah's Messenger have said, they will not give as much weight to these things as the person whose moral compass is from قال الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah said and His Messenger said صلى الله عليه وسلم. We cannot accept the normality of mockery in this culture. To accept that is to enter the lizard hole. In a culture where comedy attacks everything, even the sacred, anyone objecting to that kind of comedy is seen as a hardliner, as seen as extreme, as seen as someone who is taking things too seriously. But the point of mockery, you have to understand it, brothers and sisters, is about telling people that nothing is off limits. There's no exception. Nothing is above mockery in the broader society. Nothing is off limits. And once you partake in that humor, you come to passively accept that nothing is really off limits. But as Muslims, we know there are hudud, there are limits. Some things are off limits when it comes to comedy. So how do we combat this, dear brothers and sisters? One of the ways to combat this, especially as we actively and passively consume media, is to be aware of this. And if we ever hear anything disrespectful about the sacred, to at least say astaghfirullah and do something else. At least maintain that hatred for it in the heart. As long as that is there, one's iman is sound. Those who peddle mockery and joking about the sacred are actually very frustrated with Muslims. Because no matter what, Muslims still don't accept mockery of certain things. They don't accept mockery of the Prophet ﷺ. They do not accept mockery of the Quran. They do not accept mockery of the sacred. And what people, certain people in media want more than anything else is for us to become just like them, to accept mockery of what we deem sacred, so that we can all be one amorphous blob of people who have discarded their religion and consider everything fair game for joking and mockery. This does not mean that we are humorless people, that we don't joke and have humor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam engaged in lighthearted banter, in humor, muda'aba, word games, turns of phrases, and lighthearted jokes. But it was always truth. And it was never about anything concerning falsehood. And the ulama have mentioned that humor is like salt to flour. If you have too much or if you have too little, it can be harmful. So the first thing we have to do is be aware and to say astaghfirullah and move on to something else if we hear or encounter mockery of the sacred. Likewise, dear brothers and sisters, we have to become used to being like strangers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Bada al-Islamu ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada aquba lil-ghuraba." He said that Islam began as something strange, and it shall return as something strange. So give glad tidings to the strangers. You have to be used to being a stranger, to be comfortable with being a non-normalized religious people. As a religious group, we have many things that set us apart from larger society. And that's okay. It's okay to be out of the ordinary in a society that has normalized sacrilege. We have to get used to being different. A numbness to blasphemy and sacrilege, a numbness to disparaging comments about God and about his prophets will spiritually kill the heart. And we are far better off in this world and in the next, upholding the sacred, even if everyone considers us boring and humorless. We're far better off in this life than the next. And lastly, dear brothers and sisters, should you be in a gathering where people begin to joke and mock the sacred, what should you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what to do in those situations. Should you be in a gathering, wherever it may be, and people begin to mock Allah, mock the sacred, engage in istihza on any level, you have only two options. Either you speak out and you forbid it, you criticize it, or if you cannot do that, you have no other choice but to get up and leave. Those are the only two choices Allah gives us in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَوْ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَمِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. He says, it has been revealed to you in the book that when you hear the verses of Allah being denied and mocked, then do not sit with them until they change their discourse, until they change the topic. Or if you stayed with them and remained, certainly you would be from them. You would be among them. Indeed, Allah gathers the hypocrites and the disbelievers in the hellfire entirely. This means that when someone is disrespecting the sacred, and a person is speaking ill or joking about Allah or his messengers or his books or matters of deen, that person is shaytanun natiq. They are speaking shaytan. And if someone hears that and doesn't correct it, doesn't call it out, and doesn't go away, they are a shaytan akhar. They are a mute, silent shaytan. We neither want to be a speaking or a mute shaytan. We want to either criticize it and call it out, critique it, forbid the evil, or we get up and go. If we do not do that, then we are taking in the mockery. Be very careful, dear brothers and sisters, in what you consume of media. If you watch something or hear something, and all of a sudden you hear something that's disrespectful about Allah or about the sacred, say astaghfirullah, say a'udhu billah, turn the channel, turn it off, do something else. Do not sit idly by and think that those things do not slowly drip and affect your heart over time to the point where these things are, you're desensitized and you're no longer moved by people speaking out about these things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us insight into our deen and to grant us ta'zeem, reverence and honor for the sha'a'ir, a sense of dignity and a ghayra, a protective jealousy over what is sacrosanct and violable and sacred. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill that in our hearts, in the hearts of our children, in the hearts of the ummah, so that our iman remains and we die with that reverence in our hearts. Ameen. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا بقدر عظمة ذاتك في كل وقت وحين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.